You're listening to SBS News.
We have a pathway for repatriation flights from India to begin as soon as possible after the 15th of May. Vulnerable Australians who are in India, that's our number one priority. So we have to be able to continue to do two things, protect Australia and bring Australians home.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt addressed media in Melbourne while the Prime Minister, Chief Medical Officers and State and Territory leaders met for National Cabinet. Australia's response to India's coronavirus crisis remains top of the agenda. The federal government is considering commissioning emergency flights to bring Australians home from India. A travel ban on flights from the country remains in place until the 15th of May, but some Australians have been using loopholes to return through Doha. Australian cricketers Adam Zampa and Kane Richardson, for example, were among those who dodged the restriction after leaving the Indian Premier League. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that loophole has now been closed off.
That came to our attention. We acted, had it changed on Wednesday night, and we'll be taking some more action there. We've already directly dealt with the airlines in Qatar, and so those transit passengers, the airlines advise us, are no longer coming through from Doha. The other places they were principally coming from was Singapore and Kuala Lumpur, and our advice is that those routes are closed off.
Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly and foreign affairs officials are putting together a list of high-risk countries for consideration to be put on a red list. Mr. Hunt also promoted the advancement of Australia's accelerated vaccine rollout, highlighting next Monday's commencement of vaccinations for people over 50.
We're bringing forward Phase 2A for the over 50s, which means earlier protection for older Australians. That's just more opportunity for more Australians to be vaccinated earlier. That the focus of that is to make sure that we're keeping Australia safe at a time of an expanded global pandemic. The figures we know are reaching extraordinary levels.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner has requested the ban on returning flights from India be extended for the entirety of May, perhaps even June. It comes as the NT Quarantine Centre takes on an extra 160 staff in preparation for an increase in the number of Australians returning from overseas. Howard Springs expects to cater for up to 2,000 arrivals between May and June. Defence Minister Peter Dutton says the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and Australian Border Force will be ready to process returning Australians from India once it is safe to do so.
Look, in some cases we've got people who are in very desperate situations. There are compassionate reasons, and obviously DFAT will consider all of that, but it's a horrific situation unfolding in India, and we're providing significant support, and I really feel for people in Australia who have family or friends back in India in a very difficult situation, and I think it just serves to remind us how fortunate we are in our country, and we shouldn't take our success during COVID for granted.
On the hot topic of hotel quarantine, opposition leader Anthony Albanese called for a fit-for-purpose facility be built in every state and territory in Australia.
Enough is enough. It is time for the Prime Minister to commit to national standards for hotel quarantine, real solutions and national leadership.
Victoria's plan for a dedicated quarantine hub in Melbourne's north appears unlikely to get federal backing. Mr. Dutton dismissed the proposal and the state's request for funding support.
I've seen some political smoke and mirrors over my time, and I think this is right at the top of the list. This is a $15 million generous donation from the Victorian government to do the planning for a $700 million bill that they want the Commonwealth to pick up. Hotels are working very well. They're able to be scaled up. It gives us the ability to bring people in, to quarantine them, to send them back home and get on with their lives. The fact is that this is a very good model, and we'll continue to support the states.
Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Miles reminded Mr. Dutton that the safe quarantining of returned travellers is a Commonwealth responsibility.
I think the idea that this has been working well, stretches belief, really. Hotels are not fit for purpose. And the reason why the Victorian government is calling upon the Commonwealth to pay for the facility that it's earmarked in Mickleham in Victoria is because it's the Commonwealth's job. Quarantine is the government's job, the federal government's job. And they have had advice from the middle of last year that they should have purpose-built facilities to deal with quarantine.
There are fears a protocol breach at Brisbane Airport could lead to a COVID-19 outbreak in Queensland or in New Zealand. Queensland's chief health officer says she's confident the risk of community transmission is low. A passenger from Papua New Guinea tested positive just a day after mixing with New Zealand-bound passengers. While passing through Brisbane Airport, the person was inadvertently directed into the airport's green departure zone instead of the red zone. Dr. Jeanette Young admits an error was made, but hailed investigators for intercepting before the situation could get worse.
It was just an error in terms of that staff member, for which the Brisbane Airport Corporation has apologised. Errors happen, we know they happen, which is why we have all of those other mitigating factors in place, and they all worked.
Some travellers at Brisbane Airport were interviewed today. They were asked if they feel safe.
Not very safe. I'm on my way back to New Zealand. I've been over here for 10 days. So, well, because I thought that everything was supposed to be, you know, separate. They've got their own separate way of coming in and out, and we've got our own separate way. And isn't that the way you stop the contamination? So no, I've got my antibacterial wipes in my bag, so I think I'll be using them.
That's really bad.
Yeah,
shouldn't have happened.
That.
Should not have happened at all. No. Big worry.
It
big
is a worry.
Because
yeah.
All the good work that's been done by the government can be over destroyed by somebody not following the rules or being shown where to go. Somebody should be accountable.
How do we know we're safe?
Western Australia is preparing to ease COVID-19 restrictions. For the next week, masks will be mandatory in indoor public venues, including in workplaces and on public transport. Premier Mark McGowan says precautions will still be in place as one hotel quarantine facility prepares to host incoming Pacific seasonal workers.
So that we can bring in seasonal workers from Tonga and Vanuatu. The Commonwealth is fully aware of our position. That will mean we reduce the number of returning travellers to Western Australia significantly. It is a big change on where we've been, but it is still some precautionary measures in place to keep ourselves safe, to ensure that whilst the incubation period is expiring, we continue to have strong and sensible measures in place to protect ourselves.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.